This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Connie Jorgensen joins us in studio. She's the Development and Public Relations Director for MACA, the Monticello Area Community Action Agency. Connie, you can't live here for 5 minutes without hearing MACA.
It's a great organization. I mean, we've been around since 1965.
Tell us first, before we get into MACA, tell us a little bit about Connie Jorgensen. Where are you from and how long have you been here in Charlottesville?
Well, I originally am from Del Rapids, South Dakota. And all my young life, I lived in either Sioux Falls, South Dakota, or southwestern Minnesota. And through a very circuitous route, I wound up coming to University of Virginia in 1992 to go to graduate school in foreign affairs.
There you go.
And I just couldn't leave.
Of course, you and everybody else.
I know. I'm one of those people.
Well, they call it the hook. It just grabs you and keeps you.
Somebody called it that we were tied here with velvet handcuffs.
There you go.
I like that.
Connie Jorgensen is our guest. If you've got any comments or questions about MACA, give us a call. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. What exactly is MACA, and why am I constantly hearing about MACA?
Well,
it must mean you're good at your job.
It means I'm fabulous at my job. MACA is a community action agency. And again, we've been in Charlottesville since 1965. Community action agencies were actually part of the War on Poverty.
Oh, okay.
One of the first things that were created during the initial years of the War on Poverty.
So like a Great Society kind of thing from the 60s.
Absolutely.
Let's make a difference.
And the agencies were about social change and mobilizing low-income people to make a difference in their own lives.
Okay.
And so it was a very exciting time. And they kind of evolved over the years. I think that the social action piece of it got a little too close to home for some of the people that they were advocating for, kind of we're paying for you to advocate against us sort of thing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and community action agencies evolved a little bit towards providing more programs than social change mechanisms.
So give us an idea of some of the kind of programs that MACA oversees in our community.
Well, the one we're best known for is Head Start. We have 11 Head Start centers in Charlottesville, Albemarle, Louisa, Nelson, and Flavanna.
And that's not a federal program, or is it?
It is a federal program.
So you get federal money.
Indeed, we
comes
do.
To MACA, and MACA helps administer that program here.
That's exactly right. And we have 213 kids. How the federal government came up with 213 kids, I don't know, but that's how many we serve.
Meaning there could be more?
We have waiting lists, yeah, but the federal government has one of those funky federal formula things, and they say we serve in our agency 213.
And what exactly is Head Start again? Remind us what it is and what it does, and is it successful?
Head Start is a very successful program. It serves 3- and 4-year-olds. It's for low-income families. And what makes Head Start really unique is that it's very comprehensive. We ensure that our children have a health care home, that they are getting their dental needs met, that they're getting this and that need met. And we also have a very strong parental involvement piece. The policy council, which governs Head Start, is made up of Head Start parents. And the Head Start parents have a lot of power in the program in terms of setting policy for our centers and even in terms of dealing with management issues.
Now, Connie, what is it? What do you say when somebody says, oh, gosh, you know, MACA and Head Start, those are just, it's nanny state. Those are just big government programs taking money out of my pocket, giving it to poor people. Why can't they fend for themselves?
Pull up their socks and get a job, right?
Yeah.
I think that's unfortunate. For one thing, personally, I believe that we're all responsible for everybody and that the only organization, if you will, that's large enough and has the resources to deal with poverty issues is the federal government. And
because the problem is so big.
Right. And programs like Head Start, which are, again, administered by the feds, are putting one of the ways out of poverty is education. Okay? And Head Start is a piece of that action. It's making sure that our kids get a good start in their school so that they can go on to not be low-income folks when they're older.
Right. Now, MACA was in the news recently for some kind of flap with the executive director. Mm-hmm. Catch us up, get us updated on that.
Well, very quickly, the board of directors and our executive director parted ways in February. And we are doing great things right now. We're moving forward. Our interim executive director, who is Gary Nicholson, has been with the agency for about 19 years. He knows where all the cobwebs are in the building and, you know, knows everything, has done every job there. And we're actually starting to explore some new ideas about where the agency should go. And the board is getting very involved in making sure they have all their ducks in a row and that they have a common vision for the agency. And I think, you know, quite honestly, it's going to take us till probably January to make a hire, because we want to make sure that we're doing this all right so we can get the best possible person in the job.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense. Connie Jorgensen is the Development and Public Relations Director for MACA, the Monticello Area Community Action Agency, online at MACA.org or...
Avenue.org/MACA.
One of those.
Yes, one of those.
Avenue.org/MACA. And we have a couple of minutes left. Give us some ideas for some of the other things here in the community that MACA does, because I know you do so much.
We have other youth programs like Project Discovery, which takes first-generation college-bound children and provides them with the experiences that quite often low-income kids don't have, in terms of, you know, campus visits, help with SATs, workshops on this and that. So we have several youth age programs. We have an emergency assistance program, and which is CARES. And we are a partner with the Thomas Jefferson Health Department on the Child Health Partnership, which is a home visiting partnership, health partnership for low-income folks.
Do we have an idea for how many people here just in our community that MACA reaches?
We expect to serve about 3,000 individuals this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just in 1 year.
Yeah. It's a lot of need out
That's
there.
That's a lot and of families that you're touching.
It's a lot of families. And, you know, with more resources, we could do more. And, again, we're exploring ways to do that.
Yeah.
To provide. One of the things we're looking at is the other way out of poverty, other than education, is asset development. And obviously education is an asset. And a lot of our clients don't have bank accounts. And we want to make sure that they get banked. We want to provide, there's something called an individual development account, which are savings accounts for a specific purpose, that the money is matched, 1-to-1, 2-to-1, whatever kind of funds you have. And then after a certain period of time, you can take the money out to pay your tuition, to go to college, or
that's really exciting.
It's great,
and you
stuff.
Just help them develop the tools that they need to sort of climb out from under.
Exactly. We don't do it for them. We don't want to make life in poverty easier. We want
Amen.
To make them self-sufficient.
Yeah. So it really, MACA really is about teaching folks how to fish. Not yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Connie Jorgensen's the Development and Public Relations Director for MACA, the Monticello Area Community Action Agency, online at avenue.org/MACA. MACAA. Thank you, Connie.
Can I say one thing?
Absolutely.
Before I get out of here, I want to say just two quick things. One is our Men Who Cook event is coming up April 21st.
Men Who Cook?
Men Who Cook.
I can hear my wife now.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish you were one of those.
Hi. Well, what we have like 56 chefs this year, all making their little specialty. And about 300 people come and sample and, you know,
the food is free?
The food is free. Now, granted, there's a slight admission charge.
Yeah, but once you get in, you can go to any booth.
You can have as much food as you want once you get in the door. And it's fabulous.
And where and when is this?
The 21st, Saturday the 21st. And you can get tickets by calling 296-0163.
That's the day of the Dogwood Parade, isn't it?
It may well be.
It is. The
okay.
Dogwood Parade is in the morning, and then you can go get some to eat.
It sounds like a day to me. And the final thing I want to do is, speaking of the Dogwood Parade,
yes,
thank the board of directors of the Dogwood Festival, because they've invited our Head Start children out to the carnival on Monday for letting them ride the rides and have lunch. It's going to be a great day for Head
that
Start.
That is awesome, because I don't know if you know, but that's expensive.
Yeah.
You been to that carnival?
You know, I
it's
don't have
expensive.
Kids anymore, but yeah.
We went last year with the kids, and I think I spent $40, and we just went on a few rides.
And we are just thrilled, and the kids are so excited.
Connie Jorgensen, thank you so much for joining us.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.